This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Even as the economy begins to reopen sector by sector, the next few months will not be business as usual for bars and restaurants. Social distancing guidelines will significantly cut down the number of customers who can be seated for dine-in service. For the farm-to-table restaurant Grove in Grand Rapids, that just wasn't feasible. So the owners have completely reinvented the place, turning it into a pop-up carry-out operation. Decisions are being made every day by Essence Restaurant Group. One of the owners, James Berg, joins us now to talk about the pivots that his businesses are making right now. James Berg, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
Let's go back to when the restrictions first came into play. Governor Whitmer ordered restaurants and bars to close their dine-in services on March 16th. What were those first couple of weeks like for your team?
Well, it was one of the most difficult times for our industry as a whole. So as we told the team, this wasn't just happening to us, it was happening to all of us. So immediately we took the approach that, you know, we weren't going to kick dust and dirt and feel sorry for ourselves. We were selected as an essential service that we still could do carry out, and we would have to figure out how we would go forward. But just all of a sudden you had to tell 100 people that they were furloughing them and they couldn't work tomorrow. I mean, that was one of the most difficult things I had to do as a business owner.
Yeah. I've got to believe that a restaurant like Grove was in some ways living the dream for someone like yourself who's been in service industry. I mean, it had to be painful to see that happening to something that really did bring something different and a lot of people loved.
Yeah. I mean, Grove was our kind of jewel, the crown jewel just in the sense that we were able to open it because of the success of Bistro and Greenwell, that it was our playground. It was our chefs where we created meals for, ideas for other restaurants at times. Our executive chef, Jeremy Packman, transition from the head chef to our executive chef of the whole company. And our original partner chef, that's where it's his playground for the company. And just from a service perspective, a beverage, it was our place to play in the industry where you don't get to do that very often. If we were just open Grove as my only restaurant, I wouldn't be talking to you today because it wouldn't have lasted 9 years. So it was very sad and very emotional to let that go. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and a business needs to make sense from a plus and minus standpoint.
When did you decide to totally transform what Grove had been?
After about a month of doing what we call putting food in a box at Greenwell and learning
takeout service. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing what we call the carry out and creating a zero touch policy and really working with the community, working with the hospitals, delivering foods to the frontline workers, and, you know, working with our Kent, delivering lunches to our health department, Kent County Health Department, you know, and obviously to our customers. So we were looking across the street at Grove, because Grove is right across the street from Greenwell. We're like, man, Grove is just not going to work in this new world. The new normal, as we're calling it. It's just a small, intimate restaurant, and it's not going to survive on seating 20 people on a Friday night. So we said we needed to do it, create another carryout restaurant. And a Friday night, after putting a lot of food in a box, and we, Chef Jeremy, Head Chef Mike, Hillary, my partner, and Tristan, our general manager at Bistro, we all kind of came up with a concept. Chef Mike had the idea in the back of his head about chickens. And that night, within a half hour, 45 minutes, we came up with the whole concept, literally on a napkin, if you will, the name, and sent it to the marketing company and had the cheeky logo within a couple of days. And we're off and running.
So the new incarnation of Grove, Jimmy Burger's Chicken Shack, is centered around roasted chickens. The kind of thing that people might pick up at the grocery store now, but that certainly can be elevated with a little care and love. Why did that seem like something that people would want right now?
Well, we say it's gourmet roasted chicken. It's not just the whole chicken. We just opened last weekend to our first full menu. You know, it's a place that it starts with the whole chicken and it just goes down through the whole menu from, we'll eventually be doing chicken wings and we'll have like a chicken pulled sandwich and we'll have a little more one-off offerings for people. Cause eventually we want to transition into kind of a fast casual where you can just come in, you order your food, you sit down and eat it, and we'll still have beverage service and we'll keep the carry out and the catering as well. But it's all about gourmet roasted chicken. I don't see the whole chicken being it'll be a part of it, but not the whole part of it. And because you can get a roasted chicken at Meijer, Costco for a fraction of the price, but the quality that we're serving is way better. But at the end of the day, what's the appetite for somebody to pay for that?
Well, if I can just put on my home cook's hat for a minute, the genius of this from where I'm coming from, somebody who has to get dinner on the table for a family 7 nights a week, roasted chicken is such a staple of so many people's diets, and yet it's not. Like it's something that everybody will eat, and it's something that can be done in much more interesting ways if you have a mind to.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we're going to do. And it's the jerk chicken sauce is just out of this world. It's just, I ordered one a couple nights ago. I like it the next day because I like it the cold. I just eat everything cold. I like it that way. The coleslaw, the Dr. Pepper beans.
Now you're singing my song.
I look forward to it all day that I had my leftover chicken in the fridge and I knew when I got home later in the night that I didn't have to, it was all there. And it's just, yeah. So I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's just elevated. And it's a local farm, Miller's down in Indiana, Michigan border, a great farm. So it's a great chicken. When you have the mindset that we have at Grove and take that to chicken, what we're going to do, we're going to do it the best that we can do.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with James Berg of Essence Restaurant Group. It's perhaps best known for its high-end offerings at Grove in Grand Rapids, but he also operates the Green Well and the newly opened Jimmy Burger's Chicken Shack, which is the latest incarnation of what used to be known as Grove in the new social distancing restaurant market. How is the demand for takeout foods right now based on what the restaurant group has seen overall?
We had to close Bistro, so we lost all of our sales at Bistro. We just transitioned to Greenwell to do to-go right away because the menu lent to that, and it's in a neighborhood. So right now, Greenwell, for the last month, we've been doing basically a little more sales than we were doing at this time last year. So it's transitioned well into the carryout arena because the demand's high because you can't go out to eat. And it looks like until Michigan, May 28th. So we're going to be doing this for a minimum, another 3 weeks, just carry out only curbside delivery. So that's where we thought transitioning Grove, we're paying rent, we're doing all this stuff. Let's just get this thing up and running and just see if this concept works.
What's on your mind as you think about what business will look like once physical locations, brick and mortar restaurants are able to reopen?
Well, what we're going to do, I'm just meeting with my senior leadership team. We're going to release our own phase of opening. So it'll be based on what we experience through this, what we're comfortable with. We always kind of want to be pushing the envelope, but we don't want to race to be the first restaurant open. We want to do it based on our values as an organization. And a lot of that's going to also depend on what's happening in these other states that opened. From Georgia to Texas, there's restaurants that are doing the 25%. So it's going to look different. I mean, we're calling it physical distancing in restaurants. I don't want to call it social. We want you to be social. You can be with 8-10 people that you know and still have a good time. We're not going to do banquets. There's not going to be rehearsal dinners. There's not going to be events at the Van Andel. So it's just going to be less people. We're just going to be mindful of how we operate in that arena until there's the public is more confident in going out, I guess. I think over time people will do that. Is that a year? Is that 2 years? I don't know. But it's going to be a transition period that, as business is, I mean, we just have to be, willing to try things, but also be mindful of our values and who we are as an organization.
When you think about the kind of restaurant that's going to be able to make the transition into a physically distanced form of business, I mean, does that necessarily have to mean low-end restaurant business, usually, you know, it there's math that has to be done about the number of dinners that you have to sell compared with square footage of your physical location and how much you're paying on the lease every month. That really drives what restaurants can serve and what they can offer.
Well, yeah, the main efficiency that you look in a restaurant, your sales per square foot, that dictates does your concept work? So, because that's the same anywhere, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Ann Arbor, whether you're in Grand Rapids or Traverse City, because the rent you're paying is pretty consistent with your neighbor. So what you can do per square footage, and that's going to really drive what our menus are going to look like. We can get by for a period of time, but at some point, if they don't get back to what we're normally used to, then something's going to have to change, because we can't all survive on, you know, that model doubling in a negative way, because we just lose the efficiency. And then you're just going to see people are just not going to want to deal with this industry and just pull out of it. So we might have to charge a little bit more on the front end. And the pay model is going to have to be different. You know, part of our big discussion is how we're going to pay our people, because now we're competing with this unemployment thing. So it's just going to, there's a lot of challenges that we have to figure out. And we only get so much grace in the business world. And eventually it's just going to be the ones that figure it out and do it the best long term. You don't have to be first, you have to be best, are the ones that will survive and thrive in the long term.
Would you say that there's anything that's getting you through this right now with so many responsibilities on your shoulders and so many decisions to make about the future?
Well, my team, you know, I can't, Hillary Edwards, my partner down here, she's been amazing. Chef Jeremy and Tristan, you know, these guys and Gail's and the team as a whole, you know, I know every day when I wake up, I got a group of people that I'm there for them. They're there for me. And it's a symbiotic relationship we've created these last 8 weeks. And it's the goodwill we've created with each other has been pretty amazing, because we needed each other to do this. And our community has the outreach, the gratitude by them, that as an industry as a whole, that all the restaurants that are out there doing what we're doing, it just, they appreciate it. So I think we're going to get some grace here for the next month or two. And other things getting me by is, like, I'm able to golf, that's a big part of mine. My children, Jake and Molly, spent a lot of time with them, which has been awesome.
Right.
So I look at things, there's good things, bad things. You know, if I have to always decide what's good or bad in my life, I get caught up in those things. So we just look at, you know, this thing has just brought a lot of positives that I never would have thought that I would be seeing now because of this. So, and we see that, you know, there's a silver lining here at the end of this thing.
Could you see yourself taking the dive with a place like Grove again at some point?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's if the appetite's there again, then yeah, we will fill the need for sure. Maybe it'll be back at Grove. I don't know, but you know, this at some point will be part of our history. We're just living this part of our history today, and how you live it will matter how you look back on it. The message we keep sending to our team.
James Berg is one of the owners of Essence Restaurant Group, best known perhaps for Grove, but now also the proprietor of Jimmy Burger's Chicken Shack. James, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Stay safe.